What about the patient who receives adjuvant Herceptin but then develops relapse? How do you approach that situation?
I think that's a problematic situation. And up to this point, I am going back to Herceptin again. So she will get Herceptin in combination with another agent, often Nalbuphine, which is a favorite agent of mine based on data from Dana-Farber, or a single agent taxane or Abraxane. The future, though, may be brighter for those patients because there is a lot of interest in looking at alternative agents, and the lapatinib trials that are ongoing are specifically looking at patients that are Herceptin refractory. So I think the future will be different. But for right now, I'm still going back to those patients and offering them Herceptin again.
You mentioned lapatinib, and there was an exciting report at the last ASCO meeting about that. Can you talk about what lapatinib is and what we know about it at this point?
Lapatinib is a small molecule produced by GlaxoSmithKline, which is in clinical trials currently in women that have HER2-new positive disease. In women that have HER2-new negative disease, it's being looked at as well. So again, the role of the drug is to be determined. It is a small molecule that targets the tyrosine kinase for HER1 and HER2. So it's a dual tyrosine kinase inhibitor. So again, whether its activity will be limited to women with HER2-new positive disease or whether it will have a broader use is yet to be determined. In women with HER2-new positive disease, it's been shown to have some very interesting activity, and particularly suggesting that it may have better CNS penetration, that it may be of value in women who had underlying CNS metastases, which we know is a problem for the woman who has HER2-new positive disease. There's been some suggestion that it may have some real activity in the woman with inflammatory disease. So I think it's a very exciting drug, but again, it's still in clinical trials. It's in clinical trials in a variety of settings, both in upfront untreated patients. We currently are participating in a trial in which patients get assigned to lapatinib, Taxol, and Herceptin. And we have another trial in patients that are Herceptin refractory, where they're being given lapatinib plus Herceptin versus lapatinib alone. So I think its real role is yet to be determined, but it's a very exciting new drug.
What are the side effects and toxicity that are seen with lapatinib?
It's an interesting compound. The major side effects tend to be skin rashes and GI toxicity, diarrhea. Some nausea, not particularly difficult, but I find the skin rashes are often the most difficult thing to deal with. I think the most exciting thing is that we are approaching breast cancer very differently today than we ever did before. Prior to a year ago, we had a very standard cookbook approach to adjuvant therapy, for example. A woman had node negative disease, you gave them certain chemotherapy. Node positive disease, you gave them certain chemotherapy. The gene expression profiling is allowing us to tease out different subsets of cancer that we may be treating in a different way. The information we're learning about the estrogen receptor in node positive disease may allow us to tailor therapy. So I think ultimately we're going to be getting much better at tailoring therapy to the specific subtypes of the disease. And that's very exciting for us as clinicians and for patients.